As you know, our sector is pretty much at rock bottom. It's been a really challenging year and a bit, and we've been borrowing since day one. In the fiscal economic statement, there was some support, and happy to see some of the announcements for tourism. One of the bigger things for Newfoundland's biggest airport, St. John's, is the need for rent relief to be completely abolished moving forward, so that for the next 5 years, we can really recover as a sector and move forward. So that's something that our airports have been asking for, and would like your thoughts on it.
Let me say first at the outset that I agree with you. Airports and the entire aviation sector has been hit the hardest. Like, I know almost every sector has been hit hard, but the aviation sector, including airports, have really seen a loss of more than 90% of their customers. In fact, maybe in the Atlantic region even more because of the Atlantic bubble. So I know that that the aviation sector has really paid a heavy price because of COVID. And we, like you mentioned, you know, we have outlined several initiatives in the fall economic statements, including rent relief, including capital, critical capital infrastructure fund, including other type of support, including regional and remote support for regional and remote air operators. And in this budget, we also announced $100 million also for airports to prepare them for you know, adjustment of the passenger experience to a touchless way based on the lessons we learned from COVID. So there's been significant, and on top of that, the deals that, you know, we announced with Air Canada, and I look forward to other deals with other airlines that will be really good for regional airports, including St. John's and other, where we're restoring regional connections to some communities in Newfoundland and in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia that has lost their connection because of COVID. This will be good for airports because as planes come back to the airports, this will create traffic, will bring back jobs to the airport. So all that put together, we are doing a lot of we're proposing a lot of facets and implementing a lot of measures to support airports. We're going to keep an eye on that because for us, it's important to maintain a resilient airline sector, including, by the way, in regional and remote communities. Some communities, even though if you look at the top line numbers, it's, you know, it doesn't impress people. Oh, only a small number of traffic, but that small number of traffic is existential for that region and for the community. So we are very much committed to ensuring that we continue our support. You know, we will see over the coming months and years what that's going to look like. For now, we have these measures, and we'll continue to adjust as we see fit.
Thank you. And we do appreciate all the support. I guess I just wanted to indicate to you that more really is needed. Rent relief over the last year and this year alone, it is really nothing because our airports aren't generating any revenue. So while it's great in theory, we really need to see it for the next few years while our traffic recovers so that we can pay back the 100 million in debt we're going to take on this year and the 80 million from last year. So we don't want to do that on the backs of travelers. And as you know, Newfoundland and Labrador is an island. It's essential. To see this Air Canada and Government of Canada agreement, we are so grateful that you have restored those regional routes as part of that agreement. And we really hope that this June 1st date is going to happen. I mean, we're hoping to have an Atlantic bubble by then, and we're holding a lot of hope on reconnecting our communities for essential travel. It's so important, as you know.